Today we have some exciting updates for AMD enthusiasts and developers alike, focused on the latest developments in GPU drivers and power management features. We'll dive into the transition of older APU support to the AMD GPU driver, improvements in the AMD P-State driver, and some noteworthy updates from Qualcomm's Snapdragon X2 line. Let's get started. Headline overview. 1. AMD GPU driver transition. The AMD GPU driver is set to become the default for older Kaveri, Kabini, and Mullins APUs, moving away from the legacy Radeon driver. 2. AMD P-State driver enhancements. New features are being introduced in the AMD P-State driver for CPU power management with Linux 7.1, including dynamic energy performance preferences. 3. Qualcomm Adreno X285 GPU improvements. The Snapdragon X2's Adreno X285 GPU sees driver enhancements for better performance and power management. Deep dive on news items. AMD GPU driver ready for legacy APUs. First up, let's discuss the AMD GPU driver transition for older APUs. With the upcoming Linux 6.19 kernel, AMD is finally making the AMD GPU driver the default for GCN 1.1 GPUs, which includes the Kaveri, Kabini, and Mullins APUs. This is a significant move, especially considering these APUs have been around for over a decade. Timur Kristoff from Valve's Linux graphics team is leading this initiative. He has been working diligently to ensure that the AMD GPU driver reaches feature parity with the legacy Radeon driver. This transition means that users can expect improved performance, better support for OpenGL through Radeon SI, and out-of-the-box Vulkan support via RAD-V. One of the key enhancements includes DisplayCore DC, support for analog connectors, and DisplayPort bridge encoders. This means users will experience more stable graphics performance and improved display features. For those still using these older APUs, the change is a welcome upgrade. If users want to revert to the old driver, they can do so with specific kernel parameters. The timing of this patch is critical, as it coincides with the Linux v7.1 merge window. We'll have to see if this patch makes it into the upcoming kernel cycle, or if it will be deferred to v7.2. Regardless, this transition marks a pivotal moment in support for legacy hardware, showcasing AMD's commitment to its user base. AMD P-State driver features in Linux 7.1. Next, let's shift gears and talk about the AMD P-State driver updates. The P-State driver, responsible for CPU frequency scaling and power management, is getting some exciting features with Linux 7.1. Mario Limoncello from AMD has taken the reins as the maintainer for this driver and has announced a series of enhancements. One of the most notable features is the CPPC performance priority, which allows user space applications to assign different performance levels to CPU cores. This is particularly useful for optimizing performance under varying power and thermal constraints. Administrators can now use the new floor freak and floor count attributes in SysFS to fine-tune these settings. Another significant enhancement is the Dynamic Energy Performance Preference, EPP. This feature allows the EPP profile to change dynamically based on whether the system is plugged into AC power or running on battery. This is a game changer for laptops, as it helps balance performance and power consumption based on real-time conditions. Lastly, the introduction of raw EP allows for more granular control over performance settings. Instead of being limited to preset values, users can specify a value between 0 and 255, enabling more precise tuning for specific workloads. These updates come at a crucial time, especially with the anticipated release of AMD's Zen 6 processors. The improvements in the P-State driver will help maximize the performance and efficiency of future processors, making them even more competitive in the market. Qualcomm Adreno X285 GPU driver enhancements. Now, let's briefly touch on some updates from Qualcomm regarding their Snapdragon X2's Adreno X285 GPU. Rob Clark has announced a series of driver improvements targeting the upcoming Linux 7.1 merge window. These enhancements include preemption support for the X285 GPU, which is a critical feature for improving the responsiveness of graphical applications. Additionally, the new SKU detection for the X285 GPU will enable better handling of different performance variants. This includes a speed bin table that helps the system manage different configurations effectively. Also noteworthy is the introduction of Interframe Power Collapse, IFPC, a power-saving feature that can significantly reduce energy consumption during idle periods. The updates also extend support for the Application Queue Risk Engine, AQE, which is necessary for Vulcan Ray pipeline support. This is particularly exciting for developers working on graphics-intensive applications that leverage Vulcan's capabilities. While these updates are not directly related to AMD, they reflect the broader landscape of GPU driver enhancements, emphasizing the importance of continuous improvement across the industry. Closing thought, as we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AMD is making significant strides in enhancing support for both legacy and modern hardware. The transition to the AMD GPU driver for older APUs marks a significant milestone, while the new features in the AMD P-State driver promise to improve power management for future processors. Meanwhile, Qualcomm's advancements in their GPU drivers highlight the ongoing evolution of graphics technology. Looking ahead, we can expect these developments to foster a more robust ecosystem for developers and users alike, enhancing performance and efficiency across the board. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the exciting world of GPUs and their applications in machine learning and beyond.